In and out. Rebound, Miles Plumlee. Out to Shire. Half court, Heath. It's off the mark, and the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off the Duke Blue Devils, and it's bedlam at the Kohl Center.
The Wisconsin Badgers pull off the upset, knocking off the Duke Blue Devils 73-69 at the Kohl Center. That's Matt LePay on the call on the Badger Sports Network and Learfield Sports. Trayvon Hughes scored 19 of his 26 in the second half, and Bo Ryan says Hughes and Jason Bohannon were huge.
How about J-Bo and Trayvon Hughes? There were four pretty good guards that we were recruiting 4 years ago. We got two of them. The two guys that just performed well in that game, even though, like you said, J-Bo might not have had the best shooting percentage. But how about for those guys to experience something like this in the challenge and to come away the way they did without a turnover? That's pretty good stuff.
The Badgers improved to 5-1, never trailed in the game. Duke's Mike Krzyzewski said they lost to a good team with great fans.
We lost to a team that played, I thought, an outstanding game and great crowd, great atmosphere. I mean, I think a night where Wisconsin fans should feel pretty darn good because they should feel very proud of their basketball team.
The Big Ten wins the ACC Big Ten Challenge 6-5. Keaton Nankerville says it's great to be a part of the first Big Ten Challenge win.
You know, after that first couple weeks of games, you heard people on the TV say Big Ten might not be as strong as we initially thought. And now, you know, we go up in something that happens every year and the Big Ten's never won. So point of pride, and, you know, to know we had something to do with that in a game, a lot of people probably didn't think we were going to win.
Duke led by Kyle Singler. He had a career-high 28. Duke falls to 6-1. The Badgers improved to 5-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.